This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed, and the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 237. Show notes for this episode, including all links mentioned in the episode and discount codes for any of our sponsors, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 237. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean, and I'm here to give you and other passionate, dedicated moms the tools you need to bridge the gap between motherhood and living the life of your dreams. I'm also here to help you be a little more shameless every day. Because if you aren't building a life you're extraordinarily proud of, what kind of legacy are you building? So let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by BioClarity. Whether you have dry, sensitive skin or oily, acne-prone skin, BioClarity has a skincare routine for you. Get 50% off your routine plus free shipping by going to bioclarity.com and entering the code SHAMELESS at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Canidae. Your pets are an important part of your family, and they deserve the best, especially when it comes to their food. Go to canidae.com/podcast to try Canidae food for free. That's Canidae, canidae.com/podcast to try Canidae for free. Hello, Shameless Moms. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. This week will be my first full week of like normal work from home life in like 6 or 7 weeks. And I'm so excited about it. So I love travel and I love getting out of my routine. I also love getting back to my routine. And so I was actually talking with my mom the other night and saying, I was like, yeah, every week has just felt so frantic lately because every week has been like, okay, like how many work days a week do I get to work this week? Because I love what I do. And when I've had travel or my mom was here for a week, so like all of my work weeks were shortened for the last 6 or 7 weeks in terms of just kind of getting into my normal routine. And that all happened right after the gym sold, like literally the gym sold and then all this travel happened. So I feel like I have not found my new normal yet. And I'm someone who really needs my normal. I need my structure, my consistency, all those good kinds of things. I was joking. I was on a call the other day with one of my business coaches and I was like, hold on, I need to find these notes. And I was in post-it note chaos because I have post-it notes all around one of my computer monitors and they were like falling off the computer. And then I'm like flipping through a notebook and like post-it notes are like kind of in the notebook and some are on the desk. And that feels kind of like just how my life is. Like it's literally post-it notes of critical items are just floating through the air and I can't catch them and read them and do the tasks on them fast enough. And that after a while starts to get to me. So I'm really, really happy to be back. I've had a lot of fun trips in the last 6 to 7 weeks. my family got to have a trip together last weekend. We went to Cannon Beach, which was so fun and so gorgeous. Cannon Beach is on the Oregon coast and it's one of my favorite places. And so there's lots of pictures over on Instagram of that trip. And I was doing stories as we were going through the weekend. And so I've mentioned this before, but I always try to put like the fun, funny, sassy things in my Instagram stories. So if you want to see me at some of my finer moments, and I'm being sarcastic because it's often my not so fine moments that I post in Instagram stories, you can find all that over at the Shameless Mom Academy on Instagram. And I would love to see you there. Additionally, so many fun things happening here in Shameless Mom land. So I launched like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I launched our private Facebook group, which, oh my gosh, at the time of recording this has over 300 members already, which is crazy and so exciting. So I'm delighted to have a free private community for all of you to connect with each other, for you to connect with me a little bit more. I'm doing Facebook Lives over there and it's really, really cool. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more specifically about one of the Facebook Lives that I did last week in just a minute, but just know that there's really good stuff happening over there, really good content. And it's definitely like additional content that you're not going to get here on the podcast. I'm taking it to another level in this free Facebook group. So definitely join us over there. And you can join that. If you go to shamelessmom.com/Facebook, you'll see that community there. And you just have to answer. There's like three little questions. You answer those questions and I'll get you approved really quickly. So that's been really, really fun. I've been wanting to start a private community for us for quite a while. And initially it was going to be a paid community. And then I was like, no, you know what? We're just doing this for free. Like we're just going to let everyone in for free and build something really amazing. So I'm so, so delighted that people are in there and commenting on things and asking questions and participating. It means the world to me. And I love getting to know you a little bit more. It takes away this element of like just me behind the mic by myself all the time. So I feel like we actually are having conversations, which is so fun. So before we move into our content today, I want to share our Shameless Mom of the Week. So remember, Shameless Mom of the Week comes from our reviews. So if you go to shamelessmom.com/review and you leave a review, that link will take you into Apple Podcasts where you can leave a review. And when you leave a review there, I go through once a week and look at the newest reviews, and then I pick one to share with all of you as our designated nominated Shameless Mom of the Week. If you've left a review there in the past before I started doing this and you're like, oh my God, I'm dying to be the Shameless Mom of the Week, leave another review. You can always leave another review and I will potentially pick you. I just don't have time to scroll back through hundreds of reviews picking old ones. So right now I'm just looking at the ones that have been posted in the most recent weeks. So, okay, this one, Shameless Mom of the Week here, is from You Glow Girl, is who left this. So if you want your name read with your review, you have to leave your name in the review because people's screen names often don't show up in their reviews unless they put them in the review. So You Glow Girl says, love, 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 first time listener, and you left me in awe. It's refreshing to know how many of us share the exact feelings and struggles through this crazy roller coaster of life and motherhood. I will definitely be a regular listener and thank you. So I love this review because I think that impact is really powerful. And so to know that someone can come here one time and be like, oh my gosh, so many things just got like blown open for me. That's amazing to me. And so I have to thank all of you because you really helped me curate content and come up with ideas that I think will be the most impactful to you. And so thank you for any feedback you all give me at any time. It really does impact how I put together content and what I decide to share with you and offer you and how I want to make sure that I'm giving you practical, applicable content every week. Also, this goes to show the impact of just having someone show up here, not knowing what to expect and the impact it can have in their life and in motherhood for them. And so if you are someone who has been enjoying the show for a long time, but been keeping it a secret, stop with the secrets. No more secretness. Share the show. So I know so many of you have lots of mama friends who could use support and encouragement and guidance every damn day, right? So please share the show, share people, tell people like, oh my gosh, I've been listening to this and it's really meant a lot to me. If there's a particular episode that you think might be meaningful to someone, share that with them. Or if you've just been listening to the show and you're like, wow, I haven't shared this with anyone and I think some of my mom friends might love it, please do share it. I will tell you, like, it takes a lot to be a shameless mom sometimes. And sometimes we need the support of each other. And sometimes it can feel a little lonely. And I actually just had a conversation with someone about this last week about how sometimes we get really fired up in this community about living shamelessly and unapologetically and doing things just for us because we deserve it, not because we want to be better for someone else. But then we go out into the rest of the world and present that way. And sometimes people don't understand that and people aren't always receptive to that. So it's so important that you have a place where you can come back and be like, oh, wait, these are my people and this is my message and this is what I want to live by. So please do let this be that place for you and then share it with other people who are also who you think would benefit from that kind of community and culture, because I think it's so important. And it's really easy to get caught up in other circles of whether it's school moms or sports moms or whatever, other circles and communities in motherhood and work where the ideas and thinking are so limited and so judged. And sometimes the thinking is really small in comparison to what we're thinking about here. And I'm thinking specifically about like the episode I did last Monday about why I want to be a shameless millionaire. That is not typical cultural thinking and philosophy. That said, it needs to be. I really want it to be. I think there is a strong, strong, very significant reason for that being part of the culture in motherhood and in womanhood. And if you don't know what I mean by any of that, make sure you go back and listen to that episode because it was a really powerful episode. And that was episode 235. But it's really important that we have each other here if we are in circles where not everyone thinks this way yet, because we learn how to be able to have the conversations and support each other, but also start to have these conversations in a little bit of a broader sense and bring these ideas out into the world in a safe and productive way. And I think that's really important as well. So thank you, Glow Girl, for the review. If you want to leave a review and be nominated as Shameless Mom of the Week next week, go to shamelessmom.com/review to do that. So what we're going to talk about today, I'm so excited to dive into this. And this was kind of inspired by a combination of the episode I did last week about why I want to be a shameless millionaire, and then also by a Facebook Live that I did in the Shameless Mom Every Damn Day community. So the Shameless Mom Every Damn Day community is our private Facebook group that I mentioned earlier. And I did a Facebook Live last week all about how to take courageous action toward any goal. And I did this Facebook Live because I wanted to give people a little bit of a blueprint in terms of where to go. Once you listen to last Monday's episode and you're like, yes, I want to be a millionaire, or I want to go do these like amazing things and be super successful in an area of my life. Once you start thinking that way, you have to start thinking about, okay, now how do I act? How do I change things? Where do I go from here? And I joked in the episode last week about this audio tape I listened to at one point years ago with my husband in the car called, I think it was like something about the millionaire mindset. And you literally like had to do these mantras, like say them out loud, saying, I have a millionaire mindset. And my husband and I both thought it was so cheesy. And he was like, yeah, like I'm not saying that out loud repeatedly in a car with you. But I think that you have to start taking these steps to build toward the big things that you want in your life. And sometimes those steps can feel really scary and or really weird, like the whole thing, like repeating millionaire mantras in your car with your spouse, like that feels super weird and uncomfortable. And so I think it's really important for us to, I wanted to make sure that I could share with you a little bit of a blueprint for how to start taking courageous action in your life, regardless of kind of where you wanted to go, whether you were like wanting to go flying towards becoming a millionaire, or you just wanted to change a few little things in your life that you think might have a big impact over time. And so I did the Facebook Live about how to take courageous action. And again, that's over in our private Facebook group. So if you go to shamelessmom.com/Facebook, it'll be there. And you can watch that whole, it's a 30-minute Facebook Live that is like packed with information. This episode is supported by Mysteries About True Histories, a podcast for your kiddos. So from the creators of the hit podcast, Who Smarted, and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of Mysteries About True Histories, affectionately known as MATH. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning cool. This podcast is perfect for ages 6 and up, and new episodes drop every Thursday, each stacked with so much laughter that your kiddos won't even realize how much they're learning. I love a show where, as a parent, you're like, hey, let's listen or watch this or whatever, and your kids are thinking they're like getting extra device time or what have you, and you're like, they're learning right now. So it feels like such a big win. So I want you to go check out Mysteries About True Histories wherever you listen to podcasts. You can tune into Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this podcast. So go check out Mysteries About True Histories to listen in and have some fun with your kid while they learn today. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. But one of the things that I talked about in there was tiny habits. And I think that one of the most important things you can do when you are looking to up level in your life or switch gears, move in a new direction, move in a bigger, more powerful way towards something is just start to implement tiny habits that help you creep in that direction. Some people love to go take a flying leap, and that's great. But people like me, like, I'm not a leaper. I'm a crawler. And there's a point, like, I'll crawl to a point and then be ready for a larger step. But I'm not just someone who's going to, like, jump off and take a flying leap. And this has actually come up recently with one of the business coaches I'm working with who's really pushing me to take, like, this flying leap. And I'm literally, like, wanting to throw up and also crying practically on her phone calls. Like, I don't think I'm ready for that. And she's telling me that I am. And I'm like, no, I don't think I am. So I will tell you, like, this even impacts me. And I know really clearly what I want. But I also can get paralyzed by self-limiting beliefs. Like, everyone has that. And it's funny that no matter how far I come and how much I think I've overcome all of that, I haven't. Like, you never do. There's always another thing to feel somewhat limited by, or another obstacle that you put in your way where you think, like, oh, I'm not qualified for that. And you totally are. So here's how you can start working toward getting those things that you want and taking that courageous action. I want you to start practicing a 15-minute manifest. This is a daily routine, ideally practiced first thing in the morning. And I'm going to take you through the three phases of this. And I have a free download for you, a free PDF that walks you through exactly how to set this up. So stay tuned for all that. We're going to dig into all that. And I'm going to give you the steps and give you the download in just a minute. But first, let's talk about our first sponsor today. Our first sponsor today is Kanaday. And I love Kanaday because I feel like they're as obsessed with pets as pet owners are. And Kanaday is pet food made by pet people. So they're not part of a bigger company. And, like, this is just one leg of it. Literally all they do is pet food. They're an independently owned company. They've been independently owned since 1996. They're a 5-star rated, top reviewed pet food company. So they are so invested in what they do and in taking great care of all of the pets that they serve. Kanaday has been making great food for their pets and for yours since 1996. They work with farmers and suppliers for the best ingredients, establishing their Texas cookery and taking the first steps at Kanaday Farms toward getting involved in the growing of some of their own ingredients that they're using as their important parts of their commitment to pets and their people. Canidae remains an independently owned brand pet food lovers can trust to provide innovative and authentic foods for their pets. So what I love about Canidae is just how thoughtful they are, how genuine they are in their care for pets, and their ingredients are top notch. They have sent me multiple different samples and foods for Danny. She's loved all of them, and they also can accommodate her special needs. So we were able to get her some of her sensitive food for her sensitive belly, which is a fish-based food. And then they sent over treats, and they sent like trout and pomegranate treats was her favorite. Oh my gosh. And they actually smelled really good. You know how most treats smell so disgusting? These actually smelled good. So Canidae is the best at what they do. If you want to get free samples from Canidae and other special offers, just go to canidae.com/podcast. That's canidae.com/podcast. Okay, so let's dive back into today. All right, so I want to now talk about your 15-minute manifest. And what is so powerful and significant about this is that this is a 15-minute protocol or routine that you can use to shape your day. And when you start shaping your days, you start shaping your weeks. And when you start shaping your weeks, you shape your months, and your months shape your years. And it really helps you get closer to those long-term goals much more quickly, with much more clarity and a lot more kind of specificity around what you're doing, why you're doing it, why it's important to you, what you love about what you're doing, and all those kinds of things. And I think that that vision is so, so significant. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what this 15-minute manifest is. And then I want you to go get your free version of it by going to shamelessmom.com/15mm, as in 15-minute manifest. So that's shamelessmom.com/15mm. And when you do that, you're going to get much more specific details on how to implement this, but I'm going to give you the general framework today, and you can listen to this podcast today and start this tomorrow and actually start getting immediate results. So then when you get the download, you can dig a little bit deeper. So the 15-minute manifest is specifically designed to help you frame your day and create a day where you get what you want out of your day. Many of us start our day off being super reactive. That often starts when we hear a baby screaming through a baby monitor or a toddler creeping up to our bed at, you know, at 5:49 in the morning. We start our day responsive. As soon as our kids wake us up, we roll over, we grab the phone, we look at who's in our inbox on email, and then we get reactive to that. We often respond to all of these other people's needs, wants, desires before we take a minute for ourselves to determine and define what we really want for ourselves in a day. And I will tell you, this will ruin your day and wreck your week and really set you back in getting what you want out of your life. I want to be really, really clear with this. This living reactive will ruin your day, wreck your week, and set you back in life. So be really clear about what you're choosing when you choose to wake up and be reactive first thing out of the gates every morning. Now, on the flip side of that, you can choose to wake up and be proactive. This is very simple, but I'll be really honest, it's not super easy, because simple things are not necessarily easy. They're just simple. And so, you know, simple things are often very formulaic, which I love because I have a math brain. And I'm nerdy, but so simple things can be very formulaic, and formulas can seem very like neat and concise and precise, and that can fit into people's lives really nicely. That doesn't mean it's easy to implement. So I will warn you now that this can be challenging to implement, but what you're doing right now is probably just as challenging, if not more. So if you find yourself that you're like, I can't get up 15 minutes earlier to do this, or I can't carve out 15 minutes of time, I'm not disagreeing that finding 15 minutes is a challenge, but I'm telling you that what you're doing right now, when you choose to live from a reactive standpoint all day long, when you choose to let the first trigger of your day be someone else dictating what you will do, whether that's a child or someone in your email inbox, whether you're choosing that or choosing to set your day on your own terms by doing your 15-minute manifest first thing in the morning, either way, you are choosing a challenge. So you have to decide which challenge is best for you. So first thing I'm going to suggest is that you get up before your kids, even if it's just a few minutes. And you get up before your kids and you have this 15 minutes to yourself where you put together your day and you do your 15-minute manifest protocol. And during that time, you get to decide, how is your day going to play out? How do you want to feel? What are you grateful for today? What are you excited about today? What are you going to accomplish today that's going to take you closer to a goal? How can you prove in 15 minutes that you are strong, powerful, and capable? I'm going to walk you through all this with a little more specificity in just a minute, but I want you to understand how powerful all that is because it will have such a big impact on your day as you move through your day. Now, that said, this means that you need to maybe get up a few minutes earlier. That might mean that you have to like set the alarm for, you know, a few minutes earlier. That might feel a little bit painful, but here's the deal. It's always painful to get out of bed. It's going to be painful to get out of bed, whether you get out of bed at 6 a.m. or 5:45 a.m., right? It's going to be painful to get out of bed, whether you wake up to an alarm or a screaming child. It's going to be painful to start your day, whether the coffee like has itself ready to go in the morning or you have to go downstairs and put it together yourself. Like, it can be painful and challenging. So you have to pick your pain and pick your challenge. So you have the opportunity here to engage in something that might feel a little bit challenging initially, but will actually set up your days to be successful on an entirely, completely new level. And that's really, really powerful. And that challenge and that pain first thing in the morning, I think is way better than the pain of responding to someone else's needs first thing in the morning and just feeling frustrated and cranky and like you never had a moment to collect your thoughts during the day. And you might carry that with you all day long. So here's how the 15-minute manifest starts out. You get up a few minutes before your kids. You set a little ambiance for yourself. So you can set this up the night before. I mean, I don't really do a lot of setup for my 15-minute manifest. Basically, I have like a corner on the couch with a cozy blanket and a pillow. And then when I go downstairs in the morning, I turn on like the light that I like turned on. In the wintertime, sometimes I'll light a candle. When we had our Christmas stuff up, which I kept up for as long as possible because I loved having it there for my morning manifest. So I would turn on the Christmas lights and we had like these little lights around the fireplace that were so cute. So anything I can do at that, what feels like an ungodly hour sometimes, to make it feel cozy and inviting and like just like time for me where I get to kind of give myself a little bit of a gift makes a big difference. So sometimes that's a cup of tea. Sometimes I have a cup of coffee. I make sure I have a cozy blanket and a sweatshirt. So it's just my time to like kind of nestle in and start to think about what I want today. Now, I will tell you, there's times when I'm sitting there and I'm like, I just want to close my eyes and go back to sleep. But I'm also really, and on those mornings, I'm like, never mind the tea, we're going straight for the coffee. Because I really want to take advantage of this time to make it productive, no matter what that looks like. And some days I'm super fired up about things and I'm like, yes, like I'm going to totally get after it. And then other days I'm like, I'm dialing it in, bare minimum. But even on those bare minimum days, something productive comes out of it. And I'm always glad that I took this time because I get clarity around what I want out of the day. So in that 15-minute manifest, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do 3 different activities for 5 minutes each. Now you can do any of these for longer, but just 5 minute minimum, preferably. That said, if you have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old and they tend to, you know, interrupt you or whatever, and you can only get in 2 or 3 minutes per activity, something is always better than nothing. So none of this is about a perfect formula or perfect implementation. It's just about showing up and getting what you can out of it to get what you can out of your day and let your day be on your terms, not someone else's. So I'm recommending 5 minute minimum on all of these things, but I also understand that sometimes that's not going to happen. So sometimes your 15-minute manifest might be like a 9-minute manifest. It might be a 6-minute manifest. It might be a 3-minute manifest. Like, make it what you need it to be to just make it happen. Now, for me, mine is usually more like a 45-minute manifest because I have a little more freedom in the morning. I have one child. He's 5 and a half. He gets up a little bit after me. He goes downstairs and plays Legos. He can get himself a snack. So I have a little more freedom in the morning to implement this definitely a little bit differently than someone who has maybe a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. And I get that. So 15 minutes is what I'm suggesting for the minimum. Mine is about 45 minutes. If you can only do 6 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever, like get what you can. So your first chunk of time, your first 5 minutes is going to be spent on mindset prep. And I literally set a timer for this and I'll set my timer for 5 minutes. Now, oftentimes I'm setting it for 10 or 15 minutes, but for you getting started, you're going to set a timer for 5 minutes and your mindset prep is going to be reading. You're going to read a book. Novel experience, right? You're going to read a book. So when you download the 15-minute manifest, you're going to get a recommended reading list. I'm going to give you about 20 of my favorite books. 10 of them are personal development books, and then 10 of them are autobiographies from like just badass women that I think everyone should read. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. And they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTru.com and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code Shameless. This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder, so if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people who've used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Shameless. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Shameless. Nutrafol.com, code Shameless. And so you're going to read your book for 5 minutes. And it's not about like reading a certain amount or taking notes. You can do that if you want. It's just about reading and like letting your mind be stimulated. Maybe you find something that you learn. Maybe you find something to laugh about, but just something that stimulates your mind for the day. And what's going to happen in that 5 minutes is there's going to be some sort of little aha. There's going to be like some phrase in there or something where you're going to be like, yes, like that resonates with me today. And that will fuel you. That gets your mind churning, and that helps you start to see different perspectives and different possibilities and opportunities within your day. It's really powerful and it's really positive. So you're going to do that 5 minutes of reading. Your timer goes off after 5 minutes, and then you're going to go into your next 5 minutes, which is mental prep. Before we dive into mental prep, we're going to talk about our second sponsor today, BioClarity. So BioClarity is a fantastic skincare line, and skincare habits are so important, especially as we age and as moms and women with kind of fluctuating hormones. I've noticed, like, for myself, I'm like, what's up with the adult onset acne? Sometimes I look in the mirror, I'm like, where did all this come from? But I'm so excited because I found this great green and clean, gentle skincare line that helps me get naturally glowing skin that's 100% vegan and cruelty free. So BioClarity has two distinct skincare lines. They have the Clear Skin Routine and the Essential Routine. And for me, this is great because sometimes I suffer from breakout prone skin and other times I have super dry skin. So in the winter, I have super dry skin. This time of year, it starts to get a little more breakout prone. So I can use their routine based on where my skin is at. The Clear Skin Routine is for oily, combination, or breakout prone skin. And it contains really amazing ingredients, including nourishing plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, oat kernel, plus Floralux. Floralux is the key secret ingredient in BioClarity products. It comes from chlorophyll and it has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that feed your skin from the outside in. It is proven for nourishing the skin, soothing away imperfections, and soothing away those blemishes. So if you want to get started with the Clear Skin Routine, that's what you want to choose in your checkout. If you want to get started with their dry skin routine, you're going to choose the Essentials Routine, which is for normal to dry skin and also has delicious, light, nourishing ingredients in it. So to get started with BioClarity, you're going to go to bioclarity.com and you're going to get 50% off of whichever routine you choose, plus free shipping. And BioClarity products come with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee when you enter the code SHAMELESS at checkout. So you're going to go to bioclarity.com and enter the code SHAMELESS at checkout after you've chosen your Clear Skin Routine or your Essential Routine to get started with BioClarity today. Okay, so now let's talk about the second part of your 15-minute manifest, which is mental prep. So mental prep is journaling. So in this journaling component of your 15-minute manifest, you are going to, you can write out, if you want to do long-form journaling, you're welcome to do that. If you like to sit down and just write paragraphs and get really into it, you can. Or you set your 5-minute timer and you answer 3 key questions. So this is laid out again for you in the free download, but the 3 key questions that you're going to answer are, how do I want to feel today? And you're going to put 3 feeling words there. In the download, in the free download, I give you like a list of like 50 feeling words because sometimes early in the morning, you can't even think of feeling words. So I give you a huge list in the download so that you have like some sort of frame of reference for what feeling words actually are. And you can choose different ones from day to day based on maybe what you want to accomplish that day, how you're feeling when you wake up, all those kinds of things. So your first question you're going to write down is, how do I want to feel today? And then 1, 2, 3, write down 3 feeling words. Next question you're going to write down, what do I want to accomplish today? And you're going to write down 3 things you want to accomplish. Now, here's the thing. All of these things need to be relative to a goal. They need to take you closer to a specific goal. So they can be cool things like, I want to book my plane tickets to Europe because that might be a goal, going to Europe. But just make sure whatever you put on this list, it's not like do laundry, unless laundry is like a goal that takes you significantly closer to a bigger goal. So make sure that you're putting down 3 things that you want to accomplish today that take you closer to goals that you're trying to reach. So mine are often very much related to either family goals, things that we want to accomplish as a family in the near future, or things that I want to be accomplishing with the podcast. So I always try to put things that are a little uncomfortable on there. One of the things I've been putting recently is specific names of people that I want to reach out to interview on the podcast so that all day long I'm remembering, this is who I need to email today. This is who I need to email. I said I was going to do it. And I'll even put in my things that I want to accomplish today, times next to them. So I'll put reach out to so-and-so for a podcast interview and then I'll put like 12 p.m. so that I remember, oh yeah, at 12 p.m. that's when I'm going to email that person. Sometimes I will put those activities in my phone calendar so that I get reminders, or sometimes I'll take a picture after I write my 3 things I want to accomplish. Sometimes I'll take a picture just so that I can refer back throughout the day. Like if I'm downstairs at my computer and my journal is upstairs, which it often is, I don't want to forget what's written in there. So I'll take a picture so that I can remind myself, or I'll write it on a post-it note so I can bring it downstairs with me and put it on my computer so I can see what I'm going to accomplish throughout the day so I don't forget anything. And then the last thing I'm going to write in that journal in your little timed 5-minute mental prep is, today I'm grateful for, and then again, 1, 2, 3. And you're going to list 3 things that you're grateful for. What this does, this mental prep,
really helps you dial in a few things that you're fired up to get started on for the day. It helps you dial in how you want to feel. So that's going to help you design your day as well. And then it helps you identify what you're grateful for. So you're just starting the day in that really positive mindset, in a purposeful mindset, feeling powerful about what you want to accomplish and really having some vision and clarity around the day. The power of doing this every day is amazing. And then what I do is I go back the next day when I go to do my journal, I'll look back at the previous day and check off whatever I got done from my list of what do I want to accomplish. And anything that I did not accomplish, I will carry over to the next day and keep it on that list until it's done or until I decide that it's not relevant anymore. So I really go back and reference the day before as well as like a little accountability check for myself. So that's your 5 minutes of mental prep. And then your third 5 minutes is going to be movement. So this can be whatever you want it to be. It can be like a full-blown 5-minute CrossFit workout if you want, with burpees and push-ups and jump squats, and it can be all out. It can also be some gentle stretching on the floor in your pajamas where you never put a bra on, whatever you want it to be. The purpose of the movement is to open yourself up physically and also to prove that you are strong, powerful, and capable. So moving first thing in the morning is your first opportunity to prove that you are strong, powerful, and capable. So sometimes that can come through gentle things, being purposeful in gentleness in the morning. And sometimes that can come in pushing yourselves. And so I do this a little bit longer. I usually do a 20 to 30 minute workout because I build that into my morning. But if you don't want this to be like formal workout time, that's fine. It doesn't need to be a huge long workout. Also, you can actually get a formal workout in 5 minutes. And in the download, in the 15 minute manifest download, I give you lots of different ideas on how to accomplish a formal workout in 5 minutes. And also I give you links to some really great YouTube videos for some just gentle, relaxing yoga that can get you opened up and stretched out for the day. So you're going to want to go over there to get all the details on that. So that's the formula and the system for the routine for the 15 minute manifest. So you have this 15 minutes where you spend this time just on you, focusing on how you're going to set up your day, how you're going to frame your day, how you're going to get the most out of your day. So then when life comes at you, you can start to deflect and be like, okay, this is coming at me. Is this essential? Is it critical? Does it need to be managed? Can I push it over here? Can I ignore it completely? Like, is it even relevant? Rather than just having to receive everything and process it all, we've now set a framework for ourselves for what we're going to prioritize for the day. And once you know what you're going to prioritize for the day, it becomes way more clear and easy and simple to decide to say no about the things that you cannot and should not prioritize for the day, which is really, really crucial. So a few other notes on this. I want this to feel really powerful for you, and I want you to feel really excited about it. So it's important that you're looking at this in terms of like, yes, like I cannot wait to get up and do this. I cannot wait to get up and really frame my day and own my day and be in a position of power to start my day. So you need to give yourself a little self-talk around this to make sure that it happens and to make sure that you feel like this is a big opportunity, because it is. But I'm telling you, when your alarm goes off, you're not going to be like, oh my God, there's an amazing opportunity waiting right downstairs for me. You're going to be like, no, I just want to hit snooze. So one of the things that you can do is put your alarm in a different room, put your alarm in the bathroom, make sure you sit up immediately, so that you don't like lay down, don't hit snooze repeatedly. I have a one snooze rule. I hit snooze once, and then when my alarm goes off that second time, I sit up. Like, I just have to sit up. I don't grab my phone and lay in bed and scroll on social media, which is something I have been trying to break that habit forever, and I'm really getting much better with it. So I don't pick up my phone and scroll. I turn off the alarm and I sit up. I slowly walk in the bathroom. I turn on every light I possibly can to like help my eyes start adjusting, because in my head, I'm still screaming like, I just want to go back to bed. I just want to go back to bed. That's normal. That's going to happen. You just keep pushing through that screaming, recognizing that I will be glad that I did this. I'm just going to show up. I'm just going to try, and I'm going to see what happens. And you just keep doing that. And once you do that repeatedly, day after day, I won't say it gets easier to get out of bed, but when you start feeling the benefits, you will not give in to the voices that are screaming to let you go back to sleep or to hit snooze again. Also, setting boundaries with your family, letting them know that this is your time, making it really clear that this is your time that should not be interrupted. So that might mean that if you have really little ones, that you have a special basket of toys for them that they only get to play with during that time, so they're not distracting you. I know for Vinny, like, he actually now will ask for things. He's like, can I get this coloring book for my morning routine? So it's actually part of his vocabulary now to have his own morning routine, which is great because then he can do certain things during his morning routine while I do my 15-minute manifest or however long it's going to take me. Also, tracking your progress. How many days in a row? Like, literally create a sticker chart for yourself. Print out a calendar for the month and see how many days in a row you can give yourself stickers, or put an X through the day and see how many days can you go in a row without breaking the chain, getting in that 15-minute manifest. Reward yourself when you hit a milestone. If you've done 21 days in a row, reward yourself with something fun. Maybe a new journal or fancy new pens. Maybe a new candle for your little 15-minute manifest area in your house, or cozy slippers to wear. I'm constantly now looking for things, like just little things that I can get to make this experience better and to make it like a more special part of my day. So I have special mugs I like to use, and I have two pairs of slippers, and I have my favorite hoodie, and I have a candle that I love. Like, I'm always just doing little things to me, like, okay, like, this is for my special time. And it sounds cheesy, but it really makes a difference. So I want you to recognize that you can do hard things, and getting out of bed in the morning and doing something that's just for you is one of the most rewarding hard things you can do in your life. So I want you to go over to shamelessmom.com/15mm to get your 15-minute manifest and get started today. And then let me know how it goes. We'll also be talking about this in the Facebook group. So make sure you're in our Facebook group over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. We'll be talking about it over there as well. I hope this episode was helpful. Please do share it by taking a screenshot, sharing it on social media, tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy. I will respond as soon as I see those tags coming in over on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you. Thank you for being here today. I will be back on Wednesday with an interview with my friend Dana from Boss Moms. She's amazing, Dana Malstaff. And so it's a really great interview that I cannot wait to share with you. Make sure that you come back. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. So you subscribe to the show through your podcast app, and then you never miss an episode. We're live every Monday and Wednesday with new episodes. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board, so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.